Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And we are praying today. We are wrapping up our talk about government with Pastor Lucas Nkosi. We are praying, and I'm calling on you, family. If you do have a word of prayer where our government is concerned, you can send it forth via our WhatsApp on 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. You can send in your text messages as well, where we are praying and standing in the gap for our government. We know it's ordained by God. We have been on this topic for some time, to know what the Word of God says about government, and the protocols and ways that we can take back the same people to the Lord and say, this woman that you have given unto me, where we can go back to the Lord with our government and report to the Lord. There are ways of doing that. So yeah, my family, we are going there, and we are also going to be talking to the IEC. You know, we are getting ready for the votes in the coming year. So for voting, for the polls, let me not say for votes, but for the polls in the coming year. So we will be talking to IEC as well. So do stay tuned.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That's where you at. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. And yebo, I am Sibongile Mofokeng. Give you the sons of Sean P. Jesus, sons before Mabo. Mabo Matlala says, hallelujah, Jesu. 21 minutes it is, just after 1. And I did say to the family, we are back with Pastor Lucas Nkosi. We are on part 3 of God's Purpose for Government. He's on the line with me. Muruti, how are you?
I am well, and you, Sibongile, and Radio Pulpit family.
I'm blessed of the Lord. Awesome. Always awesome talking to you, Muruti.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. There's a lot that's happening. Yeah. And I think, okay, let's go back to last week. I think when we ended, we were running like I don't know what. And Muruti was trying to... I love that. Yeah. Muruti was trying to clarify something that was a concern to Ubab Makamu. And maybe it's not just him, but with some of those who tuned in and only started maybe following us last week or starting to hear about what we were talking about when we were talking about God's purpose for government. Maybe they didn't start with us, because I think that would have been addressed. The concerns that were raised there could have been addressed at the beginning or on part 2. So, Muruti, yeah, I'm just going to allow you, just in a nutshell, to talk about, what do we mean when we say God's purpose for government? What are we talking about right there? Because the concerns that were raised towards the end of last week were something like, when there's corruption, I can never say it is ordained by God. I can never say it is God who put them in power because of the corruption. That is what he was, in a nutshell, that is what he was saying. So I'm not going to mention some of the activities that he mentioned, and he said he pointed towards government. It's highlighting Oguti. He never mentioned any government. He never said the government at this country or the government in this, whichever one. He was also talking about government when government has gone wrong. Yeah. That's what social media would say. Social media would say government gone wrong. So he was highlighting that, and he says, no, there's no way that those ones can be ordained by God. Muruti?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much. That was an important question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Umfundisi raised. Yeah. And then that's where, you know, believers we are at, and we need to clarify such things.
Mm.
And, you know, I felt led that, you know, we can have a conversation around this issue of, you know, the purpose of God about government. You know, government, like any other institution that God started, you know, has experienced its fall. You know, we remember in the beginning when God set up everything, then after Genesis 1 and 2, then in chapter 3 of Genesis, then, you know, there was that thing, you know, that snowball fall type of thing where we are out of the will of God, we are out of the purpose of God, and therefore everything now, as God has said it, started to malfunction, even with his restoration programs that started with Abraham, setting Abraham to say, I'll start a nation, and the nation will be like this. And then, you know, he was giving them commandments to say, I'm setting up this thing so that through Abraham, all families of the earth can be blessed. And if we read in Exodus 19, where God is setting up firstly to say, I'm starting a kingdom of priests. I'll give them my laws to run things the way I would want them to be. And now with time, mm. even that project on Israel, they could not keep his word.
Mm.
And in not keeping his word, then we hear a promise, you know, in the book of Jeremiah, where he says, I will start another and I will put my laws in them. So
mm.
that, and then in Ezekiel is saying, I will even pour my spirit in them so that they can walk in my ways. They can walk in my ways. So it's God has been on that program of restoration to make sure that now he gets, you know, mankind right on his ways.
Mm.
So that's why now we've learned mostly in the Old Testament, because that's where a lot of blueprints on governance, on economics, and all these other things that we normally include in spheres of influence or mountains of influence
mm.
are covered.
Mm.
And then here now, in the book of Hebrews 13, which was our starting point when we started on this conversation, you know, we are learning that God has appointed governments.
Mm.
And then it was his intention, because we should not confuse the experiences that we are experiencing, you know, to what God intended. God might have intended something, like we spoke of Saul
mm.
and David.
Mm.
You know, according to God's intention, you know, God would want Saul to, even this dynasty, this lineage that we see in David, to say from David's lineage, kings will arise.
Mm.
That thing was meant for Saul, you know. But because Saul, even though he was God's choice at that time, did not follow the
mm-hmm.
ways of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's not following the ways of the Lord, God gave him mercy and grace
mm.
to say, man, do things like I want you to do them. Follow
mm.
my ways.
Mm.
By the way, this earth is mine. These people are mine. I'm the owner of this system and setup.
Mm.
Therefore, play by my rules.
Mm.
And Saul decided to play away from the rules of God
mm.
and trying to run something that was designed to God. And
mm.
we see this even in families. There's a way God said family should be run, even
mm.
in business. There's a way God says run business this way if you are to prosper.
Mm.
But we choose our own ways
mm-hmm.
and we just keep the label, you know, we keep the label to say, okay, but this is marriage. But is it marriage according to God's definition? We are
mm-hmm.
saying, okay, but this is how we do work. You know, remove miracle, we are at work. And we keep the right label, but the content is not what God said. And if it doesn't look like what he said, then we can't blame him when things go wrong, or we cannot even, you know, scrape it off to say, oh, because this thing is not running the way God intended to be.
Then it's no longer. Then it also, besides that it's non-existent, then it also, it's no longer God's institution.
But the institution is still there. It's like your hall there. But it's no longer.
So it's
on the
still,
other side, I hear what you're saying.
It's still God's institution.
It's ours, you know, using God's label now.
No, it will always belong to God. It's just that the ones who are supposed to be running it are doing it the wrong way. Let me greet Pastor Pepi Sile Khabotso Tetsi. Hi, my queen. How are you? And she says, hello, family. Abraham's message is profound, especially when you quoted Jeremiah. Muritu Keutlo, you want to comment? You want to go there? Over to you.
Yeah, indeed. Because that's all is where it started, with God and his people to say, this is, you remember he said, I wanted to start a nation. And the first expression of the nation, you know, was in the book of Exodus, where now he's gathered, they've multiplied, and in Exodus 19, then he's giving them the laws to say, okay, I'm starting a nation. A nation will run on laws, you know. And then those laws were to be applied. And these laws covered everything, even how what we eat and everything. It covered every scope, you know, of you know, people's lives and so on how to run things. But we did not follow the ways of God. But the institution still bear the label of God because he's the one who started it. But the content in these things, we cannot say, because of we are messing up what God has started. Therefore, then think otherwise. Same applies to families, even our dictionaries. We are redefining things as God said them. And when we
Remains. It doesn't matter if we are redefining, the word remains. But I think these are the reasons that we would find it hard to even pray for the very government because of everything that is taking place, because we end up now saying, this institution, it's no longer of God. So then it becomes hard to pray, because how do I pray for you if I don't believe that God is in control?
Yeah, and the problem starts with us. Because remember the word of God, Jesus, when he left us, he said, disciple a nation. Disciple a nation. Why disciple a nation? So that we show them the ways of God. Remember on discipleship, he defined it even in John chapter 8, where he says, if you follow my way, then you are my disciples. You will know the truth,
and the truth will set you free.
So discipleship simply means follow the word of God. Follow the ways of God. Now, the word of God is not only limited to our personal spiritual lives as well, because it tells us we are to disciple a nation. So if we apply Jesus' definition of a disciple and discipleship, which is in the book of John, chapter 8, it means we must make sure that the nation follows the ways of God, meaning we are the ones as the church. Remember, I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 2, where it speaks of the church as the pillar and foundation of truth. You know, it's like a hub where the truth, where the principles about these things, whether it's governance, whether it's running families, that's where the equipping must take place, you know, to equip our people, even how to run governments, so that they know to say, if one is called to be a president of the country, or whether a minister, or in public service, there's a discipleship. A president must be discipled on how to govern this, you know, peace of God, you know, the estate of God, whether it's a country or wherever governance.
Because the
place.
Earth is the
Do
Lord's
it.
And the people thereof. The earth
Do it
is the
and
Lord.
God says it.
And okay. Come back to the, I don't know, should I use the word protocols? The ways in which, when we are not satisfied with the current government, in whichever country, because there are family members listening to us in different countries. We are not happy with that as God's children, as the body of Christ, and we are looking at what's happening. It's not, it doesn't even look like God's institution. It doesn't even look like it was ordained by God. So what are the proper ways that we should follow to deal with that?
I'm
trying to choose good words today.
It all begins, you know, at the foundation, you know, and the foundation starts with the church, to say we need to be a hub, a producer of excellent leadership for the country and for different spheres of influence. Once the church loses the direction and its assignment in that space, now the whole system collapses, you know. And the other thing about the church, because it's a hub of the knowledge and the wisdom of God, you know, a nation begins with the family. We must get it right in our families, so that from with the church and the family, these structures can be good. Produce a people who are disciples, who are followers of the way and the ways of God, according to the word of God. And then now on the question that you have raised, now once we have raised such kind of people, we will raise people who are God conscious, who fear the Lord, who've learned the ways of the Lord, who understand that, you know, to be in government, it's an issue of stewardship. You are given stewardship over God's, you know, estate, over God's affairs. So hence the education, hence the discipleship must take place, so that everybody who occupies office understand that I'm there as a steward of God's estate. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. And then now, on issues of protocols, we learned that it is God who appoints kings or political heads, and he's the one who removes them. Somewhere in the book of Proverbs, where he speaks that, you know, the heart of a king is in the hand of the Lord. So if we can pray prayers that move the hand of the Lord, you know, then we know that hand will deal with the kings. And then where we cry unto the Lord, where we feel unsatisfied, even you remember when Israel was in Egypt, it says they cried unto the Lord and God heard the cry and raised Moses to go and deal with the Pharaoh, the political head of the day.
So we still have to follow the same. So it's the same protocol. We still follow the same. Okay.
Yeah, and but the other thing that we need to understand in terms of protocol, you see, you know, in the Bible, you know, it was God raising prophets and priests, you know, priests who were responsible to teach and train these people. And then it's in the book of Deuteronomy 17 there, where he says, during those days, when you raise, when you need a king, you must choose amongst yourselves. And then he's saying something interesting there about the, you know, the king, to say the king must look for a copy of the law of God from the priest. From the priest. The king must go to a priest to look for the copy. And during those days, you know, they used to write because the priest had a copy of the law of God. And having the copy of the law of God, the king must leave the palace, go to where the priest is, copy for himself the laws of God, and then had the responsibility to meditate on the laws of God so that they know how to run things as God desires them to be run. And then obey the ways of the Lord, so that when he governs, people will know that, no, this guy, you know, this person is not ruling from his own mind and so on. He is following the ways of God as a true disciple of God and a good steward of God's resources, you know, and making sure that things run as God wants them to be run. And then the other thing, as well that we see there is prophets, you know, because a prophet is God's, you know, a messenger, you know, it's like a postman for God. And like I normally say when I teach about prophets, it's like the place of a prophet is at the throne room. The, God is the king.
Yeah.
And then the place of the prophet is the throne room next to the king to hear what the king is saying. And after hearing what the King of Kings is saying, then communicate, you know, start, whether it's a king, whether it's business, whether it's the church, whether it's everybody, to communicate the prophetic voice to all these people. And in the Bible, we see God sending prophets to kings.
Yeah.
You know, where they are offline, where they don't do things according to God's ways, to remind them of the ways of God. Where they need a rebuke, God will send a prophet to rebuke kings, to tell them, this is not the way that God said you should run his affairs.
All right. Let me take a family member on the line quickly. Hi, family. How are you?
Hello, Sibongile. How are you?
I'm good. Who are we talking to?
You're speaking to Salome from Guatemala.
Hi, Ma. Hi, Mom Salome.
Hi.
You can continue, Ma. Yes, Ma. Are you calling to comment?
Am I on air? Yes,
yeah.
I want to comment.
Please go.
Yes. Ngifuna ukulona ukuphendula angazi ukuthi ngizothi ukuphendula or yini, mara something for ubaba uMakamo.
Okay.
Ubaba uMakamo fanele azi ukuthi iBhayibheli lithi amakhosi omhlaba abeka uNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
And asuswa uNkulunkulu futhi. Ngisho njalo iBhayibheli. That is why uNkulunkulu yena himself encwadini engcwele uthi khulekelani amakhosi omhlaba. Uyayizwa Sibongile. Uthi bakhulekeleni abasemagunyeni ukuze nizohlala ngokuthula. Uyayibona. So it doesn't mean Sibongile ukuthi umntana makayenza wrong akadalanga uNkulunkulu. Uyayibona. Udale uNkulunkulu mara noma yenza wrong mara udale uNkulunkulu. Akusho ukuthi ngoba nawe usekathatha indlela e wrong akasethwa kaNkulunkulu. Uyayibona.
Ngiyabonga
Sibongile.
Thank you.
Ngishiya muruti mo ko studio. Kereta wisdom ya gagwe.
O theleditse mama Salome go theleditse. Thank you so much mama in Guatemala. Mama Salome says we need to be reminded that the Bible says the Lord is the one who ordains kings, and he's the one who removes them as well. So, and he says we should pray for those in leadership so that we might live in peace in our land that the Lord has given unto us. I think Ubaba Makamu is coming from another angle today. Asingathi Ubaba Makamu. Let's not use Ubaba Makamu. Let's say we have this concern. Okay, so he says we need to mobilize. We must mobilize the people and fight finish. Okay, I'm not. I don't think that message is complete. The Babu Makamu, but I hear which Babu Makamu says, "Never vote. You will never win." Ngoba ayarikwa ama vote. Start a revolution. Well, I think what we can do is to speak the word and make sure that we are not quiet. The Bible has called the body of Christ to be the voice of the voiceless. We always love the scripture, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. But whenever the imbizos, Pastor Lucas, are calling and saying, church, let's gather. This is what's happening. We want to fill you in. We need a voice from the church, and people don't show up. And then it's just seven people, and maybe there needs to be signatures. They need to be people are silent. So we need to be the voice, Ganit. Okay, I want us to pray. Muruti, your take on as we wrap it up. As we wrap it up, because I want us to pray for the government. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's very much important, and we appreciate Radio Pulpit, you know, for this opportunity to communicate, you know, this insight from the Word of God, because it's from the place of understanding that now even our praying will be more effective, to understand that it is God's institution and we should go back to God and cry unto the Lord. Like Israel cried unto the Lord, God sent Moses to speak to Pharaoh, to say, hey, God is saying, that says the Lord, let my people go. You know, and not only to Pharaoh, even during the era of David. David was most of the excellent, you know, kings. He was not perfect. He had his issues, you know, himself. But he was the one who was mostly surrounded by men and women of God who were following the ways of God.
Yeah.
When he was doing something wrong, the prophets of God will rebuke him, warn him of the error and so on. If there's something that we need to pray for, which is very much important, is that God should restore, you know, the prophetic voice. It's not a coincidence that the enemy has been trying to discredit, you know, the prophetic voice in the country, because the enemy knows that if he can silence or make people to question the prophetic voice, they will not even, you know, pay attention to authentic prophetic voices in the land where they are showing us the way. Like last week, we explained that, you know, prophets were more like, you know, those who were guiding the nation to say, you are doing it wrong. But they were pointing the people back to the ways of God, which is the word of God.
Okay.
So for us to come back there, we must come back to the word of God. But otherwise, we need to pray that, you know, God, may God restore our land, especially the hunger for his word, and to restore the prophetic voice in the land, and especially the church, to be conscious of who it is and play its role.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever that we are crying about will be healed. If my people,
who are called by my name,
always starts with the people of God. Let us pray. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, the entrance of your word in the name of Jesus brings light in the name of Jesus Christ. You have given us your word so that we can be enlightened on your purpose about government. Father, government is your institution. And Father, we are clear that the purpose you had with government is to deal, Father, in the name of Jesus, with wickedness, Father, in the name of Jesus, and promote the good. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that restore, Father, in the name of Jesus, our land, restore our government, restore us back to your ways, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for the church, which is, Lord, in the name, the pillar and foundation of truth, the hub, Father, in the name of Jesus, of wisdom, even for governing the land. My God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that send forth laborers to your harvest field, my God, as we disciple this nation to your ways. In the name of Jesus, restore us back to the consciousness of following your ways. And Father, whatever that evil that the enemy is planning about our country and the nations of the world that are under the sound, Father, of the wave of radio pulpit, Father, we pray for restoration. Raise men and women after your heart in the name of Jesus to bring back the order of God in nations, Father, because the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, and everybody in it. My God, let the cry of countries, the cry of citizens be responded to, like you responded to the cry of Israel in Egypt. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, restore prophetic voices, authentic prophetic voices. Restore, Father, the authentic priestly ministry of equipping the nation with the ways and the word of God, Father, so that, Lord God Almighty, as you said in the book of 1 Timothy 2, so that we may live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness, because this pleases you who desires that all people should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We appreciate this time, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And amen. Muruti, thank you so much for ministering unto the body of Christ, even challenging us to do the right thing. Have we been doing it? That's the question. And did we understand? That's the question. Who are we praying for? But I think now we are clear on who are we praying for. We are so grateful for Jorge. You have allowed God to speak to us through you. May he keep keeping you and blessing you. I know, and family, if you didn't know, this man sits in parliament and fight for the body of Christ. He fights certain things that are unfairly done to the church. And he becomes a voice indeed. And so we are grateful for that. May God continuously keep you. He is Lucas Nkosi on all social platforms. And you can send him a WhatsApp on 078-910-2593. It's 078-910-2593. Murut. Again, retobu, siabuya second half. May God awesomely bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Sis Bongi and Radio Pulpit family.
Bye, sir.
Amen. Thank you.
And yes, my family, these are men and women of God that we ought to be praying for. They also need our prayers. So make sure that you're on your knees and you pray for their protection and the wisdom of God upon their lives. And yes, keep on praying for government. Keep on standing in the gap for our government and governments in the world.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.